This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the beginning of the 2023 legislative session.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Caleb Rowden.
I, Caleb Rowden.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The first regular session of the 102nd General Assembly began on Wednesday. The first week is largely ceremonial, with swearing-ins on the first day and a relatively short day on Thursday.
I think we're largely where we always have been.
I also know that that thing that everybody was pushing for is no longer there.
New Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rowden of Columbia says there are 8 new senators who start this week.
It is rare that you don't end up close to the same place at the end of the session. It's just a matter of the path to get there.
Returning Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he is looking forward to another session.
I hope that we can continue a good working relationship and do good work for the state of Missouri.
The conversation around the budget and what you give money to should never start with how much money we have or don't have.
I think that it was probably the most responsible way to do it.
Senator Rowden says lawmakers continue to utilize the state operating budget as best as possible.
We have done more, we have invested more in more critical things in the last number of years than really we ever have in any time in history.
Senator Rizzo adds he believes the legislature should always take a careful approach when budgeting.
Obviously, I think that future legislatures should always be concerned with budget shortfalls and what it looks like going in.
Tax reform discussion as opposed to just lowering or raising.
I think that that is the area that will probably be the most influential to a lot of people in our districts.
Senator Rowden also says lawmakers are still reflecting on tax reforms that were made during last year's extra session.
I think we had to be careful about getting too far out on the ledge without having some understanding that he'd be willing to come with us.
Senator Rizzo says what happened in the extra session follows a pattern the legislature has taken that would reduce taxes to the lowest point possible.
I think we did it in a reasonable and responsible way so far, and I completely understand anyone who disagrees with that and decided to vote no. I understand their perspective, and I understand where they're coming from.
That's kind of what makes the Senate the Senate.
If they're going to do a STEPS program to increase the salary, I think that it needs to be higher than $38,000 a year.
Senator Rowden also says transgender issues will likely be discussed this year.
You're not going to avoid the subject. Certainly, it's going to happen at some point. It's not a conversation that's going away.
Senator Rizzo stresses he believes teacher pay remains a top priority.
I think when you're sitting on $1.8 billion and you leave that on the bottom of the table, the first rung of that ladder needs to be a lot higher.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before the body, I move that the Senate will stand adjourned.
Session will resume on Monday. Missouri senators hope to learn their committee assignments next week. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.